Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So much to get to on the show, but there's a lot of things that we don't have time to take a deep dive into. We have a segment where we hit our headlines. We call them Daily Wires. And that starts now. These are the Los Angeles Dodgers' dominant starting pitching through two games. The National League Championship Series puts Game 3 starter Tyler Glasnow in a tough spot. After all, Blake Snell went 8 dazzling innings in Game 1. In Tuesday's Game 2, Yamamoto went one better, tossing the first playoff complete game in 8 years. The performance boosted the Dodgers to a 5-1 win over the Brewers, sending Los Angeles home with a 2-0 lead in the NLCS, and the Dodgers look unbeatable.
So they let Yamamoto go a complete game, but they wouldn't let Snell go a complete game?
Oh,
the heck.
Alex Bregman plans to opt out of his contract with the Boston Red Sox, a source told ESPN on Tuesday night, confirming a New York Post report. Huge news in Boston. The move was expected and doesn't rule out the veteran third baseman returning to Boston, but for now, he'll be a part of the free agent class for a second straight offseason. That'll be interesting to follow along with. The Big Ten's proposed $2 billion-plus private capital deal is facing headwinds after a joint meeting Tuesday afternoon between trustees at Michigan and USC led to unified questions about the plan. Sources who were on the call told ESPN Diesel the sources, or the two schools, discussed their shared skepticism during the call. One sticking point was the deal doesn't address the root issue, soaring cost, that has made just the need for cash so imperative for athletic departments. Just providing short-term money, sources said, does not solve that issue.
You know, with these kind of big deals, these massive influxes, they'll go away just as fast as they came. Mm. And there's never a guarantee that you're going to get somebody else to sign a $2 billion contract to be a part of your conference or your team.
I wish I could sign a $2 billion contract, don't you?
Be nice. I can't even fathom what that looks like.
Is $2 billion a real thing? Is that a real? Does anybody know?
I'm going to ask ChatGPT, how big, volume-wise, would $2 billion be in $20 bills?
Oh, my God. That's some of the funniest stuff. Maybe ChatGPT can be better at that than it can be at helping me with upset picks. Speaking of upset picks, the challenge opens in 9 minutes. We've already had one Tolo send in their pick. I responded back and said, too early. It doesn't count. The upset picks challenge opens every Wednesday at 4 p.m. In Frisco, Texas, Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager and head idiot Jerry Jones is not ready to concede anything about what the 2025 season can be, even with his team's 2-3-1 record. Disappointed with Sunday's loss to the Panthers, Jones was biled by the Washington Commanders' loss to the Chicago Bears, which keeps Cowboys in the chase in the NFC East. Diesel, I can't talk all of a sudden. What's your name? The Philadelphia Eagles lead the division with a 4-2 record but have lost 2 straight games. Commanders are 3-3 and visit AT&T Stadium on Sunday. And according to ESPN Analytics, Diesel, the Cowboys right now have a 19% chance to make the postseason. Not good. Not a good percentage there. In Lake Forest, Illinois, Bears wide receiver DJ Moore is back in Chicago after spending the night in a Washington, D.C. area hospital. We talked about this yesterday, but he is back in Chicago. Johnson, the head coach, declined to provide details about Moore's injury, but categorized the receiver as day-to-day.
I have an answer for you, by the way.
Do you?
Yeah. $2 billion in $20 bills would take up approximately 62 4x4x4 pallets. 62 4x4x4 pallets of cash. That's $2 billion in $20 bills.
That is unbelievable. I would love to see it in person. I really would. Last night in college football, Liberty defeated New Mexico State 30-27. Arkansas State defeated South Alabama 15-14. And FIU defeated Western Kentucky 25-6. Tonight in college football, Delaware at Jackson. Yeah, riveting, right?
Well, the FIU, Western Kentucky was 5-1.
That's true. That's true. Tonight, more riveting games, Diesel. Are you ready for this? Delaware at Jacksonville State. Get your popcorn ready. Ooh. And a 1-win UTEP at a winless Sam Houston. Oh, boy.
Wow. Pillow fight of the
week.
Yes.
Both games kick at 7 o'clock tonight. Also tonight in the MLB, the Blue Jays in Seattle. 8:08 first pitch. However, Seattle leads the series 2-0. Over Toronto, and boy, this is a big one tonight. Shane Bieber versus George Kirby tonight on the mound.
See, this is why I was saying Major League Baseball needs to stop trying to go head-to-head with Monday Night Football. They need to be going head-to-head with UTEP versus, who was it, Sam Houston.
Don't you disrespect Sam Houston.
Nobody's going to be watching that crap. They're all going to be watching baseball.
Congratulations to the Fan Upstate Player of the Week for Week 7 performance against Easley. You just heard from Maunden High School quarterback Reddick Langston. In case you missed it, you can hear it on the fanupstate.com, but he had a huge night. Also, in case you missed it, Furman fell to Western Carolina on Saturday by a score of 52-7. Furman now 4-2 on the season, 2-1 in conference play, and those are your Daily Wires.
When we come back, it is time for you, time for I, and time for all the Tolos
to lose.
Get in their upset picks for week number 8. I've got some leans. We'll go through them. We didn't do it yesterday. We'll go through them while Tolos are sending theirs in. Upset Picks Challenge starts at 4. Don't send it in before. No, wait till 4. That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.